All right, we are back for the bathroom break, and this time we're not near a bathroom. We are in a Waymo. Daniel and I are live in San Francisco right now. Happen to both be here, and we said, screw it, let's take a Waymo, and let's start this podcast in a Waymo. So, Daniel, the Waymo, by the way, is the driverless car. Like, you don't have a dude in the car or a dudette. What is your vibe so far on the Waymo?
It's good. The problem is we don't know how to adjust the air. I have a sweatshirt on. I try to adjust the seatbelt to like take up my sweatshirt, but it locked me. So now I have like a half seatbelt on.
It's so hot.
And we're like so hot in this Waymo. I'm like panicking. And we try to pick a 5-minute ride, and it said it's 21 minutes away. So now we're stuck in this Waymo for 21 minutes, and I'm hot as hell.
It's so hot. I want to get out. This is the worst podcast I've ever heard in my life.
Jay's dying laughing, as you can hear in this podcast, but we're in a Waymo. We're going to go to the studio soon to record, but I don't think we could actually record a podcast in here because I will die up here.
I don't understand how they can have a driverless car, but there's no air. How is it possible? We're just too stupid to figure it out. There's definitely a button that we're missing for air.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but it's... Is that it?
No.
Oh, my God. First of all, the driverless part is the easiest part.
There we go.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
We figured out just the temperature. Oh my God. That changed everything.
That's amazing.
That changed everything.
Now we're in business. I don't even know if we should start over. That was terrible.
Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
All right, we're out of the Waymo. I pulled myself together. That was a moment right there. I felt like I was like dropping weight to be able to wrestle just now. Daniel, have you recovered from the sweat-induced start to this episode?
I was sweating and I was trapped. So I thought I was not going to be able to get out of this Waymo. So thank goodness we're out. We made it out safe. We figured out the air conditioning. We figured out how to work it. Jay figured out how to unlock the doors. We're good. We're good. We're safe.
We did it. We did. Mark us safe from a Waymo. So let's get into it, though. I wonder if there's a subreddit about Waymos, because that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Reddit. All right. Now, before you tune this out, you're like, I don't use Reddit. I'm not on Reddit. I don't care about Reddit. If you're in marketing, you need to get Reddit on your phone. You need to start using Reddit. We're going to talk about some tricks, some tactics, and things. But Reddit is becoming one of the most critical platforms for marketers on the planet and business people in general. Daniel, are you a Reddit person?
Yeah. When I actually Google search things, like when I'm going for marketing or regular life, traveling, everything, I always say, best food in this city, Reddit. Or best marketing software, Reddit, because it's got to a place where everything is affiliate links on site. So I trust user-generated people, upvotes, people actually saying things that I would use versus not use. It's the most natural way of collecting information. So yeah, I'm a big Reddit user. There's also some weird Reddit threads that you can go down, but we won't talk about that on this episode.
Yeah, and the reason it's really, really important is, number one, it's probably the last place on the internet where it's not dominated by fake generic AI content. Reddit by design is trying to keep the generic garbage out. So you really have users putting in information, their opinions, their thoughts. And one of the best things you could do, whatever industry you're in a nonprofit, whatever, you're in healthcare, whatever, you're targeting SMBs, whatever it is, if you go to ChatGPT, which you can do now, you couldn't do before ChatGPT updated ChatGPT 5, and you say to ChatGPT, what is the best prompt I could ask you to find out the posts for the industry that I'm in that have the most engagement in the last 3 months, the last 6 months, whatever it is. And then ChatGPT will give you a prompt that you can then use to find out what is trending on Reddit and then dig into that. I mean, you need to spend the time digging into Reddit to really be able to be of this world right now.
I also want to add that Reddit is a perfect place to understand that there is a niche for everything. And there's a community for everything. And if you think there isn't a community for everything, there is, because Reddit will show you. There's subreddits of cat lovers in this city or this in this city, or a niche hobby that people, you can find communities. And if you end there, understanding their language, understanding every day, what I like to do is read what they're, what marketers are saying on there, and take those, that copy out of there and plug it into ChatGPT and say, like, what are the most popular topics they're talking about? What are the pain points they're talking about? Summarize this for me. So I like to understand. And also something about Reddit too. And same with X, a little bit, the X is kind of different than it was a couple months ago or a couple years ago, but it's faster than any platform. So information gets there before it hits Facebook, Instagram. So when you're on Reddit, you're ahead of the internet, because that's where a lot of conversations start. So if you want to be ahead of content, ahead of trends, ahead of posting things on social, ahead of finding new ideas, Reddit is a place to go for that. And also Google is, if you go on Google now, you'll see that there's just like a section for like Reddit threads when you Google things, which is,
yeah, it's very powerful.
It's very powerful.
And if you go to Google, here's the hack that you could do on Google if you want to be able to see what's going on in Reddit. It's this simple. You go to the Google search bar, okay? You write in the word site, S-I-T-E colon, and then you write site colon reddit.com, and then you put in quotes whatever you're interested in. If you put in site colon reddit.com and then email marketing or new memes or healthcare B2B, whatever it is that you want, all of your Google results will then be information within Reddit. It's that simple. And you're sitting here like, I don't care about Reddit. You know, I just don't have time for Reddit. To Daniel's point, if you want to find content that's going to rip fast on other social platforms, it's going to be on Reddit. If you want to hear pain points that in your industry, what you should be focusing on in your marketing, for your webinars, for your consumer offers, the pain point stuff that you'll see on Reddit is going to be faster and easier to see than any other platform.
I want to add too is, as a marketer, don't go in there like every other platform and start posting that AI content or crazy content. You have to, Reddit's one of the platforms where you have to earn respect to be there. You have to answer questions thoughtfully with real expertise behind it, because people will sniff you out. They'll say, I don't want another generic AI post. You'll get blocked from some threads, from some subreddits. And so you need to go in there willing to participate and willing to be active and willing to, if you want to grow on there, and willing to, you can't just go in there and say, check out my article, here's a webinar. You have to actually be a part of the community, answer questions, and be active and find people in that community who are already doing that and become friends with them. That's what you have to do. You can't, it's not like LinkedIn where you can go post today and you can get a lot of likes.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, the really cool part is you don't need a following. You know, it's not like LinkedIn or Instagram, you need a zillion followers. You could have no followers, literally none, and get really involved in the communities and have your comments and your reactions trend as much as anybody else's. It's not about who has the most followers or whatever. Reddit's a totally different environment. So I cannot recommend strongly enough taking the time to get to know Reddit. It's also becoming a huge paid marketing channel. They're rolling out more and more paid ads on there. And it's a great thing to test. So if you are like, have your head in the sand and you're just like, I'm not going to get involved with Reddit, you're leaving a massive channel on the table. So back to our Waymo, okay? So Daniel, now that we've Waymoed, I don't know if that's the way you say it, are you an Uber person, a Waymo person? Like, where do you land now that we've done it?
I wish there were more Waymos around, because it's easy not to talk to someone. It's easy. Also, I feel like if you have a significant other or a daughter or a son, and you want to send them home from wherever they are, like at later at night, or they're at college, it's so much safer for them to be in a where there's no driver. That I'm not saying it could happen, but like it's so much safer when it's just them in the car. They have features where you have to like double, like pull to unlock. So it's a very safe experience. For I know I went kind of deeper into that, but that it feels way safer than a car with a. And I don't like speaking to people like you. So
I totally agree about the speaking part, because whenever I order an Uber and it has that thing like don't want to have a conversation or whatever it says, that button, I instantly click don't talk to me. I click that every single time. I was actually with my daughter and she was like, I can't believe you click that. That's so rude. I go, why is that rude? Well, the button exists for a reason. I don't want to talk to anybody.
You know what's actually funny, everybody here? Jay actually talked to the Waymo more than they would talk to Joe. He was like, hey, Waymo, nice to meet you. And he was like talking to the Waymo because there was nobody there. So the driver was in the car. His headphones are probably on. No conversation. Right. No word is spoken out. So
I did thank Mr. and Mrs. Waymo on the way out of the car.
He did. He was actually very. No, and actually, we just to give you everybody an update, we didn't make it to our location. We pulled over halfway because it said it was a 25-minute ride, and we're like, we're taking this for 12 minutes and then heading back.
That's 100% right. Well, speaking of 12 minutes, I think we're about 12 minutes here. So we did another great episode. Everybody try Waymo, and we'll see you at the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.